Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 32. Our drop date is Thursday, August 6th, 2026. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Pete. Guess who we have? And the only word that I can come up with for DPB is powerful.
Yes, sir. What's going on? Yes, sir. Welcome to the show, DPB.
What's up? I'm glad to be here. Thank y'all.
I'll tell you what, folks. We have a true pioneer and, dare I say, icon in Christian hip-hop music. What you have done in what's been an amazing career over spanning more than three decades now, nothing short of remarkable. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this. And I really am interested to know, when did you know this was your calling? This is what you were meant to be doing.
Well, actually being brought up in New York, you know, that's the home of hip hop itself. And, my family singing gospel. I was brought up singing gospel. So my mom didn't know that I was singing gospel on Sunday. And then all of a sudden I'm in the clubs rapping with my brother. So opened up with Salt and Pepper, just having that type of thing. I never knew that you can actually really talk about God like that, you know? And so I just always says rap things positive. You know what I mean? Like, so I was more of the positive rapper, always trying to make a difference, that type of stuff like that. And somehow it was just, I never knew there was Christian. When I started, I never knew there was Christian rap, but it was cool. Yeah. How somebody in the South Bronx told me I should be doing that. And I'm like, really? Because I had one side of a tape, Christian, and one side of the tape, secular. And he heard both sides. And he says, nobody's not doing that.
Yeah.
You need to be doing that. And that's how I got to start doing it like that.
Now, you had the drive from this individual. How was it received, though, when you started actually doing that? What were crowds thinking when you started doing that?
When in the beginning stages, I mean, I feel like, and I don't know if I can say this word, but I'm going to say it because this is just what I feel like the beginning stages of Christian rap, I think a lot of rappers had to go through the hell of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just the do it because. Saying,
you can't bring that into church. I remember going to a church and a pastor says, if God can use a jackass, he can use them.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah.
So we were going, so all the Christian rap that people see today, they never been through what we've been through as Christian rappers. And so I'm just showing you, that's the way it was in the beginning. It shouldn't have been, for them, it shouldn't have been in the church. So you have to always fight that type of thing.
And basically because of the perception of what rap was at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there are segments of each of that you see in any genre of music, but you chose to move down that path, or the path was chosen for you, probably more
chosen
accurately.
For you, honey.
But, you know, as you did that, did you find more and more acceptance, and how quickly did that come, or did it take some of your songs to really go up the charts for folks to accept what you were doing?
Well, it was... How can I say it? It was, when I was doing it, I never known that anybody was doing it. Mm-hmm. Then about a year or two later, it was like a pastor told me about a guy named Stephen Wiley. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up going to a Christian festival called Creation. Mm-hmm. And that's where I knew DC Talk was there. Mm-hmm. So in that Creation festival, that's where DOC was formed, Disciples of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then from there, that's when the whole thing really flew off. Cause I mean, I would just, if I could do it, like I went to Nyack Missionary College and we would go down into New York City, and I would be rapping to a box in the street to the projects. And it'll be a crowd of people just like, wow, he's up there talking about Jesus rapping. you know, so that type of thing.
Well, I think that's one of the neatest things about this is it's such a powerful message in mm-hmm. such a relatable genre. Mm-hmm. You know, you're reaching folks that I'm sure wouldn't have been were it not for the music that you're presenting.
And a lot of it is I can be difficult with rap or I can be simple with it. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. difficult would be more lyrical. Mm-hmm. Simple is like, no, I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. it's either I could be street or I could be, you know, and a lot of people like street when I can do both. But once I understood my lane, I never wanted to get out of that lane because I feel like a lot of people do the street stuff. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, man, you know, a lot of people don't know how to really hook a person in and let them focus on a specific thing. And so I wanted to, in the group DOC, that's what we wanted to master that. Like, we want them to hook and stay with them and let it keep on lingering in their ear. That when it's all said and done, they keep on singing it. Don't even know why they're singing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like well, me. I love it.
Another of the aspects of what you have done is created some pretty amazing videos to support your music. And the first one that we've got queued up today is called I Feel So Good Today. Okay. And you have a animated video that supports this that has an absolutely amazing message of acceptance and ultimately friendship coming from a negative situation. And talk to us a little bit about that. How did that conceptualize? What did you want to do with the video and the story that goes along with all of that?
Well, it's kind of funny. With this new album that just was released, because I Feel So Good Today was the basis of the album, really. Mm-hmm. I have I wrote a book called No Bad Days. So I haven't had a bad day in 16 years. So I'm like, when you don't have a bad day, what do you talk about? And that's where I Feel So Good Today comes from.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
But see, at the same time, I go to a lot of schools. Mm-hmm. And when you go to these places, the kids like, because, man, you're so cool. And they start telling me things that they won't tell a lot of other people because they just think I'm cool. I know I won't see you again, so I'm just going to tell you what I'm going through. So I kind of take what I hear a lot, and I want to – so when a principal tells me, man, there's a lot of bullying going in this school, there's a lot of this and that, I'm like, how can I bring that and try to show folks what they should do? So I try to – and it's cool. I got Boosie Collins' son, who was Uwe Collins, who uh-huh. actually does all my editing. And I just me and my manager Brent, we come together and we try to think of what we want to say and what we want at least to be in there so they know they was bullied, because how can you show that other than that? And that was the first time he was actually messing around with animation, like of that sort. And if I were to do it again, it would be a whole different video based on how advanced everything is now, you know?
Yeah.
But we wanted to hit it. We wanted to give a solution instead of just bullying, you know, share some love, give a hug. That was the whole thing. And how are we going to do it when it seems like all down? And it was cool for the kid in the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wanted to take a different position to it. No, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to let nobody mess up my day. And yeah, that was the vibe of the video.
Well, folks, we know you're going to love this song after you've heard the show and seen the show. Get on YouTube and check this out as well. This video is amazing. This is DPB. I Feel So Good Today.
Welcome to the good life. Don't you wanna see what it be like? You gotta be right to have a free life. If you
wanna know how it feels like, you gotta see Christ. He's a tree of life. Got my thumbs up like a hitchhike. Get in line just like a pinstripe. Have to speak life through my windpipe so we can be right. Gonna get better now. Ready for the weather now. Go get your sweater now. Smile like it's tender now. Yeah. Time to go get it out. I will not let you down.
I'm up when I'm down. I ain't got time to frown. I feel so happy. I feel so happy. There's nothing you can say that can even change my day. I feel so happy. I feel so happy. I feel so good today.
Jokers playing. I got the king in my hand and I'm staying. Cooking this beat, I'm about to be praying. Faith, love, that's what I'm claiming. My goal and aiming, no longer blaming anyone for today, so I keep praying. Time to say amen, you're a champion. Time to get in shape, go ahead and weigh in. Gonna get better now, ready for the weather now. Go get your sweater now, smile like it's cheddar now. Time to go get it out, I will not let you down. The scenario, circle of life like a Cheerio. Now here we go, can you feel me though? Got the healing for your physical. Talking to every individual. Spiritual, believe God for your miracle. Oh, come on.
I'm up when I'm down. I ain't got time to frown. I feel so happy. I feel so happy. There's nothing you can say that can even change my day. I feel so happy. I feel so happy. Feel so good today.
Yes, sir. How can you not after hearing that song, DPB and I Feel So Good Today? Hey, you mentioned, and I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but you said you haven't had a bad day in 16 years. What changed?
What changed was, it's like God told me to watch my mouth, guard my heart, and make sure that I put the right things in my mind. So a lot of times, and if you notice, that's what almost every problem that anybody has always starts with the mind first.
Yeah.
So if you learn to put, no matter what it is, if you've been traumatized, you've been anything, if you don't put positive things in it, you have nothing to combat those things.
Yeah.
And if you go ahead and focus on the trauma, all right, it will overtake you. So I learned to combat it. Like, nah, I ain't having no bad day. I get up, man. It's going to be the best day of my life. This going to be. So I start speaking life over myself because other people won't. So I just start learning how to change what I spoke over myself and even what I received from other folks over myself. Because, you know, if somebody would tell you you're stupid, and I'm like, that's God don't make stupid, so I can't be. See, like,
yeah.
I just learn how to deflect everything and make it positive. And I noticed that when you have a positive outlook, it's hard for anything negative to come and penetrate it. And I'm just like, at first I thought there was something wrong, but I had to tell my son to come pray with me. I'm like, why ain't things bothering me no more? I felt like something was wrong. You know what I mean? But I just believe it's how a person receives it, their perspective and all those type of things. Everybody can have the best day of their lives every day.
Absolutely. It's that mind, body, and spirit. That's what it is.
Yep.
You probably just gave us the best philosophy we've ever had on this program. We appreciate that very much. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side with DPB, and we're going to talk a little bit more about his latest album, which is just tearing it up, Undefeated, right after this. Hey, Quarter Peep, what's with all the packages that have been hitting the front porch these past couple of weeks?
Well, I was hoping you hadn't noticed, but they're my new workout wear from Wear Playground.
Well, I knew you'd been up in your workout game, and I was just thinking the other day how good you looked in those jump track leggings.
Jeez. You know, I am loving them because they're stylish, supportive, and they perform. From leggings to bike shorts, tanks, tees, and sweats, Wear Playground will elevate your workout game too. And if you order using the promo code VCS, you'll get an additional 20% off your order. So, hey, check them out at wearplayground.com. And don't forget the promo code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with DPB. He is Christian hip hop's main man. He is doing some amazing things. Been out there for 3 decades doing this. And we're going to talk about your new album here in just a second. But you were talking a little bit about kind of how the transition was when you first got into this. And folks are saying, hey, you can't even do this in the church. And things have progressed. Has your own genre, has your own performance changed over those years? Are you still doing it the same way you did it 30 years ago?
See, in my mind, I was always Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny. And so my thing is every song got to be an event.
Yes.
So when I perform whatever I'm doing, if I there's 50 rappers on here, something I got to do that got to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, so mm-hmm. I just think, or the song got to be so impactful that people going to remember that. And that's, yes. And so that's how I go about everything. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like the Michael Jackson. I'm the Michael Jackson of Christian music. That's in my mind.
There's going to be nothing dull and boring about DPB on stage. Yeah. I love it. Well, there's nothing dull and boring about the album you just released in March, Undefeated, and we're going to be listening to the title track here in a minute, but this has had some amazing success. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on with this.
Just even the title song, Undefeated, I thought it was the coolest thing that I broke a Spotify chart history because it was played 22,000 times in one day in the Ukraine.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I don't even know how it got there. I'm like, oh. What? You know, it's kind of the coolest thing. But you know how you know, like, I feel so good today. I know if it was backed up by the right people, it would probably be one of the biggest kids song in the world.
Yeah. Agree.
Every parent tell me, I wake up to this song. This is my song. I wake up. I work out to this song, you know. And then some parents, man, we sick and tired of you because the kids don't want to play nothing else but. You know.
All right.
Yeah.
That's so when you know you've done it right.
Type of thing. You start to get those type of things. And then for Undefeated, the album, it is actually a celebration album of 30 years. I'm undefeated. I've been through the fire. I've been through everything. And I'm still doing it. I don't think there's no rapper that I know that at least had to stop at some point, but I never stopped because I knew this is what I was called to do. No matter what the odds of COVID, I was still doing it. No matter what it was, I was still doing it because I just knew this. I don't know what else to do because I've been doing rapping and singing since out of high school. I mean, since I was a kid, 4 years old, singing in church all the time. So I wouldn't know what to do. So it's been, that's just, the album is a journey and my inspirations. Each song has a purpose of like, all right, I got a song called Find No One, and that's my Michael Jackson era. But I just made it a gospel type of. So it's like everything has a purpose to the album of my 30 years of walking with God. 35 now, but something like that.
Well, and, you know, we talked about the video supporting I Feel So Good today.
Man.
We were talking a little bit before we started rolling here. The video for Undefeated, folks, you've got to see this because probably about 2/3 through the video when the light bulb comes on and you understand what's happening, I was mad at you. I was the first part of this video, I was mad at you. And then all of a sudden you realize what's really happening here.
That is funny.
Quarter people
emotional.
Tell you, I did. There was dust in the room when I figured out what was going on there. I was wiping the eyes. It's a beautiful, beautiful story.
Oh, man.
And where does the concept come from when you're doing that?
See, what you're seeing is a portion of a 15-minute mini movie.
Okay.
So there's a mini movie that goes along with the whole thing.
Okay.
If you see the mini movie and you was mad at that, you were shown off. Get mad at the mini movie. Oh, my God. For sure. Because I like to do something to wake people up. Like, all right, so this is going to wake people up. And it's funny, out of there, I'm trying to remember the actual music video. Out of it, I wanted to deal with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So one was child trafficking. And then it became a big thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, peer pressure, the Me Too movement, just the different things. And in the video, I'm like a superhero. Like, come in. Somebody got to do something. If somebody don't do something. So in my mind, that's what it is. And the whole movie is like that. You see it happen and their transformation and the different things in the movie, like the people I save, you see the transformation. And it's kind of cool to, like I said, I'm Michael Jackson. And then now watch what I want to do in my mind. I'm David Brooks, but not Michael Jackson. But it's like, in my mind, I want to be the artist that has three songs in everything I do, every story.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so we got three movies that's actually off this album, Power in the Name Of. So that has three songs in it that's off this album. And we got a Christmas movie. So
all
it's kind of good. And two of them are animations, and the real one is the one that you Undefeated that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Folks,
it's amazing. Again, after you finish listening to us today, you got to get out there and watch this and see if you get mad too. I want to find out. I want to hear from people. You watch this and I want emails. I want notes. I want to know. Hey, this one's phenomenal as well. The title track from the latest album that came out just here in March. This is DPB, Undefeated.
I remember the time I was a little boy. My mama said I could change the world. I said, really though? Now I'm saving so many, I'm at a million, yo. I'm raising brand new life, man, I'm serial. Perpetrated, some left, some stayed. Through the hurt and the pain I overcame, through the storms and the rain, the good times that came. I conquered everything for years, repping his name. Now I got you, I got you. You got me,
you got
nothing without you in my life. I gotta say thank you for all of the past years. You helped me through hard times.
I'm undefeated. God wrote the pages of my life. I'm undefeated. I am the champion of this fight. You can't shake, you can't break me. I'm standing on my own. I'm undefeated.
So thankful for life, you kept me, always having my back,
never left me. Sent the angels to fight and protect me. When others didn't understand, you get me. I'm okay, feeling alright. I'm just scratching the surface. Rah, rah. Love I have for you, you know what defines my focus on you. You're always on my mind. I got you,
I got you.
And you got me,
you got
nothing without you in my life. I gotta say thank you for all of the past years. You helped me through hard times.
I'm undefeated. God wrote the pages of my life. I'm undefeated. I am the champion of this fight. Can't shake, you can't break me. I'm standing on my own. I'm undefeated, yeah. I'm undefeated, whoa. I'm undefeated, undefeated. Through all the ups and the downs, I'm still. Nothing can stand.
Sir.
Woo!
Vehicle City Sound's new superhero, DPB, with
yes.
Undefeated. Absolutely love that. Love the video. Folks, you got to check this out. It's amazing if you haven't seen or heard it as yet. Great, great, great tune, DPB. Thank
awesome,
you.
Awesome, man. Thank you, man.
Hey, we are going to take another little quick break. We're going to come back on the other side and tell you how you can find DPB if you don't know already. We'll be right back.
Sconi golf shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with DPB. He is a pioneer in Christian hip hop and has shaped the genre. We have been hearing some great stories, hearing some even better music. And we've got one coming up here, God Code, that we're really looking forward to. Let's try that again. We've got one coming up here, God Mode, that we are really looking forward to talking about. But DPB, what's the best way for folks to find you?
Everything at World of DPB, one word. And if you'll never forget DPB if you think this, David Peanut Butter.
Okay. All right. And that's a phrase I don't know that I'll ever get out of my head.
A kid came up there. I know how I'm going to remember you. David Peanut Butter. Ever since then, I use it all the time. You know, and it's funny, when a pastor announces me, they go like this. David. DPB.
They thinking peanut butter. I'm going to go to my Jif jar and I'm going to scratch it out now and put that right on there.
That's funny.
So this last one that we've got, God Mode, queued up, recently made it to number 2 on the Christian Music Weekly Rhythmic Airplay chart. I read about this and I want to hear the story. The concept for this song actually came to you in a dream. Is that correct?
Yeah. And it was amazing. Like, all in the dream, it was almost like God's like, God mode. And I'm like, what's that? You know, so when I wake up, I start Googling, what is God mode? And I'm trying to figure out, what is God mode? Why are you telling me this? And it was cool how God shows you things. And he was showing me, like, Dave, you got to learn to stay in God mode.
Mm-hmm.
And and Jesus Christ is the God code. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. All this time when I wake up, I'm in God mode.
Yeah.
Like my life is on display. And any believer that loves Jesus, their life is on display no matter how you look it.
Sure.
What
sure.
I say, what I do determines how much I love Jesus. So like that's just what it is. So I have to learn to stay in God mode. And also it was like a lot of songs that always talking about, oh, God, touch me. God, you know, please, I need your help. But God was like, I'm here right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I was like, and for some reason, like God calls it, make a right now song.
Yeah.
Like make a song that it happens right now. And that's just how he gave this song to me. I started preaching about God mode and how in God, just as well when I looked it up and I looked up God mode, how it's in a game, all gamers know what God mode is. And that's it, that you're invincible. When you get in God mode, you're invincible. There's nothing, people don't know how you killing everybody in the game. How is he doing that? I know I'm hit, you know, do it, right? But when you're in God mode, means you're invincible. And so God was trying to say, because you're in me, you should be walking like you're invincible. So that's what it's kind of, you know.
I love the analogy that you've had with kind of the video game language too, because that's got to be relatable to, again, a whole new set of people.
Mm-hmm. It's cool because it's like God was like, I want you to make anthems. It's like, see, in my mind, it's like, almost like we are the world to me, like that. But it's more of a hip hop anthem, like Power in the Name of is like that too. It's like an anthem, and it's cool to see how when people review those songs, they always put Power in the Name of and God mode as anthems. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to see, like, wow, how God gave it to me. People see that too. So it sounds like that. And it's kind of cool to have that like that, you know?
Well, it's all in the here and now. This is God mode. Let's give this one a listen from DPB.
And when the anointed comes upon me and the spirit jumps upon it, and you know my God, he owns it, and you know he wants to show it, cause the spirit keeps on blowing, healing and miracles, another in the flowing. I'm a God mode, I'm a God mode, I'm a God mode, Jesus Christ, check it. Do you know what happens when God steps upon the scene? God can fix everyone and any in between. He sent Jesus to shed his blood to intervene. He took your dirty lungs so you could be clean. Do y'all understand what I mean? To have faith unseen, through Christ I can do all things. Now bring it to the altar, see what I mean. Deliverance is here.
The glory just dropped. God just healed your hip and the hop. Your legs, your feet, the flips and the flops. Arms, necks, back, Jesus tried swaps. He's my MJ, he's the king of bone blocks. Spirit keep moving, please don't stop. Revival is moving through the streets and blocks. Yes, this is really what we want.
Do y'all understand what I mean? You got to have faith unseen. Through Christ I can do all things. Now bring it to the altar, see what I mean.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
That is where we all need to be in God mode. That's DPB. Love that tune. Just love that tune. Great song, buddy.
I'm still dancing.
And what a great message, too. It's today. It's right now. It's right. Not what happened yesterday. It's not what you want tomorrow. You got to be here right now.
Right now. Yeah. I love it. God just told me you have to make right now music. Because like power in the name of, it's like, don't keep on praying to me. Just call my name right now. That's like what that song is. Call me now.
Yeah.
And so it's it's funny because it's almost hard to do that. Like, God, how do I put you in right now without saying, I need to go through this and I need to go through that? And then Jesus came, you know, like, but God's like, no, put me in right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's all part of what I think you're talking about, not having a bad day, being positive about everything and keeping everything else out. It's that enables you to get it right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. I never thought it was even possible not to have a bad day. And God had to rechange my thinking, because a lot of believers go like this, man. See, the reason why the enemy's coming at you is because of what you just did. Good. It's like, and if you think about it, it don't even really make sense. Like, time I do good, the enemy gonna come after me bad. Like, you know, and so it was almost like God had to change that. It's like, it's almost like, why would you talk to another father that's no longer your daddy? So I stopped talking about the enemy, because God is my father and he knows what I'm in need of. He knows what's best for me. His whole plan is not to harm me. So I know if I'm getting harmed, it's something I did. Yeah. Ain't got nothing to do with everybody else. It's, I got to fix my crown, get back in line. See, so, and I believe because I don't talk about them, nothing happens. It's just like, I don't talk about it. Why do I?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I got God with me. What am I worrying about? I got God with me, you know? So it's amazing to walk in it. And that's like, I'm in God mode. That's why I got my hat. I'm in God mode. Yeah. You know, I'm in God mode. Everywhere I walk, I'm ready. Like, whatever it may come with me. God said, I will never test you more than you can handle. So, I mean, so I know if the test seems overbearing, I took it too far. Because if God's saying he will never do that, that means I got to be careful how far I'm taking it.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So, it's amazing, though. Yeah.
Hey, DBB, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. Thanks for sharing everything you have. This has been an inspiring program. Thank you.
Love you, bro. For real, love you, too. Ah!
Quarter Peep, who we got coming up next?
Yes, so we have Savannah Chestnut.
We're looking forward to talking to Savannah. That is a wrap on tonight's show. Want to thank one more time our special guest, Mr. Peanut Butter. DPB.
Never forget.
Thank you for joining us. We never will. We never will. Hey, folks, if you got some folks that you want us to be talking to, why don't you drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's where you can find us. You want to know what kind of trouble Quarter Peep and I are getting in? You can always see our schedule. Vehiclecitysound.com is the website. We had a great time with DPB tonight. Hey, everybody, do good things.
Yeah.